As we respond with thanks and praise in our affirmation of faith, join me. We believe in one holy, universal Christian church, the unity of the communion of saints of the entire human family, and we believe that this unity of the people of God must be manifest and active in that we love one another, that we give ourselves willingly and joyfully to one another, that we share one baptism together, that we eat of one bread and drink of one cup together, that we confess one name, one Lord, for one cause, with one hope, which is the height and the breadth and the depth and the love of Christ forever and ever. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of dedication for the offering. Dearest Father, we thank you for all the guidance and help that you give us so that we understand what our place is that you have for us in this world. We thank you that we are joined together in this community of faith, that together we can do your work also. Help us to be humble and realize that everything that we have comes from you. And help us to give generously of our lives, of our talents, of our time, and of our money to further your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Will the deacons come forward?
As we prepare to turn our hearts and minds to God in our prayers of the people, like to offer you a chance to share any joys and concerns that you have today. Any joys and concerns? Yes, Joe?
We have a friend who has recently been diagnosed with lung cancer.
Okay. I'm sorry. So Joe's friend, Roy Boiser, from your karate group, right, has lung cancer. He's just been diagnosed and not a good prognosis. So let's pray for Roy and his family. Yes, Kitty? Kitty's friend, Jerry Lancaster, who has to have a lead replaced on his pacemaker tomorrow. Any other prayer requests? Let's continue to pray for Haiti, for the people who have suffered such devastation once again when they were just sort of still struggling to get back on their feet from the earthquake. As well as people up the coast of the United States and in Cuba and Jamaica who also suffered flooding and wind damage from the storm. Other prayer requests? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. O God, who answers prayer, we know that you hear us when we do pray to you, and we know that what you want most from us is relationship, and prayer is one of those ways that we are in relationship with you. So today we lift up our prayers to you, safe in the knowledge that you hear and will answer. Lord, we pray today for our world, for the beauty of the creation that you created and called good, for the places where that creation has been besmirched, for the ways that we misuse creation, and the ways that we are able to use it to your glory and to our joy and contentment. We pray for our country as we approach the election. We pray that the rancor and the unhealthy ways of communicating with each other, some of the ugliness and threats of violence. We hope that all of that will die down, Lord. That those who feel they need to protest will still be able to protest, but it won't have such an ugly feel to it. That we can get back to a place where we can discuss things civilly without feeling persecuted, without feeling that we have to be on the defensive all the time. I pray the most for a return to good communication and that people don't feel so isolated and angry and afraid, and that we in your church can find ways to reach out to those who do feel isolated and angry and afraid and show them the love of God in Christ. We pray today prayers for those in our community who could not be with us, our shut-ins, as well as those who are traveling. We pray for those affected by Hurricane Matthew, particularly those in Haiti who suffered such destruction, so much loss of life, but also for those in Jamaica and Cuba and Bermuda and the Bahamas, the Atlantic coast of Florida, Georgia, South and North Carolina, where there is still flooding and still places that will need to be repaired and cleaned up. I want to pray a special prayer for the Cincinnati Presbyterian's Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Team, who are going to West Virginia this week to do some repair from the flooding that they had earlier in the year. Pray for safe travels and that the work that they do may be effective. We pray for Joe's friend Roy, who has been diagnosed with lung cancer and given a fairly grim prognosis. We pray for him and his family that they might turn to you in this time of distress, that Roy may find treatment that will keep him from having too much pain, and that we can leave things in your hands, Lord, for the outcome. We pray for Jerry Lancaster, who will have a lead replaced on his pacemaker this week. We pray that the surgery will go well and that Jerry will make a full recovery. And now, Lord, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and help us to be the people that you call us to be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn today is number 2171 in the STF, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Friends, as we go forth from this place, as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.